Praise God. Hallelujah.
Marianna's coming. You might want to wait. Well,
okay. I'm just going to do a course of Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, so unworthy of the blood that set me free. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, and yet it flowed for me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today, we're going to start off a message, Genesis Cross Revelation. So we're going to have to move quickly. We're going to do all 66 books, and each book in housing the cross. Genesis 22:8. And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Provide, when I read this verse, himself a lamb. And it just jumped out of me. He was talking about himself. Jesus, praise God, would be the lamb. In Exodus 12:13, in Genesis cross revelation, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Praise God. Leviticus 17:11, from Genesis to Revelation, Genesis cross revelation. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. Genesis cross revelation, Numbers 6:26. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. When he lifted himself up, his countenance upon the cross, we, by trusting in faith in what he did on the cross, we received his peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Genesis cross revelation, Deuteronomy 16:2. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God, of the flock and the herd, in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Hallelujah, his name is placed at the cross, the name above every name. There is no name given under heaven whereby we may be saved, but the name of Jesus. Praise his holy name. So we thank him and we give him glory. Genesis cross revelation, Joshua 3:11. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Ark of the Covenant, a type of Christ, the very presence of God will pass before us and bring us over as we cross into Jordan, over Jordan being a spiritual river from earth unto heaven. Praise God. Judges. In Genesis cross revelation, for it came to pass when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar, and Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. Hallelujah. He came down from heaven and he ascended up into heaven. Praise God. And we worship him. Not that they would worship angels here, but as a type of the Lord, I see coming down from heaven, from off, and he put himself up on the altar, on the cross, and he ascended into heaven. Amen? Praise God, after 3 days, he rose again.
What was the scripture on that one?
That was Judges 13:20. Praise God. And Genesis cross revelation, Ruth 4:15a. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age. Praise God. Thank God for the cross. Thank God that he came and that he is a restorer of our life and that he is with us and that he makes all our bed in sickness. Amen. Mm-hmm. Genesis cross revelation, 1 Samuel 14:13. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet. And we've shared this scripture before. But in Genesis cross revelation, I see here Jesus. Jonathan climbed up on his hands and his feet. And when he died for us, we who could not reach into heaven, reached there on the basis of what he did upon Mount Calvary. And we'll praise him forever and ever. Genesis cross revelation. Praise God. And that was 1 Samuel 14:13. And the next scripture is 2 Samuel 22:47. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. Thank God, because he lives, you and I will live also, and we'll praise him forever, and we'll give him glory. And he is exalted. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And we thank God that he was lifted up on the cross, and he continues to draw all men unto him. Genesis cross revelations, 1 Kings 8:62. And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before the Lord. The king offered himself up so we can come in to that kingship of sons and daughters of God. And we praise him, and we'll praise him forever. 2 Kings 19:30. Genesis cross revelation. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Praise God. The Lord came down from heaven, and he brought himself down and lived as a man and put himself up on Calvary for you and I. And because he took downward his roots, he brought downward onto us, it enables us to bear fruit upward because of what he did. And we'll praise him forever. Genesis cross revelation, 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And surely the mercy of God the Father, who we thank here on Father's Day, praise God that he sent his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him, we're going to cover that later, praise God. But thank God that he gave himself and he shows his goodness and his mercy to us and toward all mankind. That because of that gift, that unspeakable gift, you and I will live forever. Genesis cross revelations, 2 Chronicles 7:16. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Hallelujah. And the house is the house of God's greatest work for mankind, is the cross. And his heart is there perpetually. That's how we get saved. That is how sin is dealt with, at the cross and no place else. And we'll praise him forever. And Genesis across Revelation, Ezra 5:15. And said unto him, take these vessels, go, carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in his place.
You missed Ecclesiastes 8:4.
Okay, thank you. Praise God. Let's go back. Thank God for a good help me here.
8:4.
No, I don't believe that's yet. No, Ecclesiastes is later.
No.
Yes, it is. It is. Okay, praise God. That's okay. And Ezra 5, build it in this place. Let me read that again. Ezra 5:15. And said unto him, take these vessels, go carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in his place. The place that our life is built is at the cross. That's where we first saw the light, at the cross. Amen. Where my burden of my sin was rolled away. And there by faith I received his sight. And now I am happy all the day. Praise God. Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said unto them, Genesis cross revelation. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise God. And we thank God that because of the joy that was set before him, he went to the cross. The joy that he would receive from all the fellowship from brothers and sisters. And thank God for that joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. That he died for us so we desire to live for Him. We exchange everything that we have, all of our emptiness, all of the failure, and we exchange it for His holiness, for His beauty, for His love, for His mercy, for His goodness. Thank God that we can exchange and that we can go to Him and that we can send portions for them who nothing is prepared. Maybe they haven't heard of Calvary, and we need to tell folks that, and that it's a double cure, that it can save from wrath and make them pure. Praise God. Genesis, cross-revelation, Esther 8:4. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king. Hallelujah. We can go to the Father. We can go boldly to the throne of grace because Jesus died for us and He became sin for us. Praise God. He took all the sins that you and I would ever commit and He came and He purified us before the Father. And we can go to God and have access with the Father because of what He did there. And the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king. Praise God. And we can go before the Father because Jesus went before us. Amen. And prepared a way for us into heaven. So we'll praise Him forever. Genesis, cross, Revelation. Job 9:33. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that they may lay his hand upon us both. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both. But thank God that there is a daysman. Thank God that there is Jesus. One hand upon God the Father and one hand upon you and I, that He could bring us together unto God by the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. By the blood. That sets men free, that sets women free, that sets every boy, every girl that is willing to come unto Him, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Thank God. Genesis, cross, Revelation, Psalms 22:16. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they have pierced my hands and my feet. Thank God that His hands and His feet were pierced for you and I, so we don't have to be pierced. So that we can go to heaven and that we can live free on earth. Genesis, cross, Revelations, Proverbs 16:6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Thank God that the Father sent Jesus by His mercy and that Jesus was the truth. Otherwise, there would not be a sacrifice that would be accepted. But thank God, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. And we thank Him that we revere Him. And for all that He is. And for who He is. Praise God. Genesis, cross, Revelation, Ecclesiastes 4:8. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, He hath neither child nor by other, yet is there no end of all His labor, neither His eye satisfied with riches, neither saith He, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. Yes, it is sore travail. And the truth is that there is lots of labor that we can try to get to heaven by our own works, and we can try to do that, but we know it is just futility, that all is vanity under the sun. Until you come under the S-O-N, amen, at the cross. And that is where we find life. And that is where we find the work that He did is more than enough. Praise God. Because you could never do enough to make it into heaven. But we get there by His grace. And we thank Him for that. Song of Solomon 6:3. I am my beloved's, in Genesis, cross, Revelation, Song of Solomon 6:3. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. And I thank God that you and I, that we belong to Him, that we're His beloved, and our beloved is mine, and that He belongs to us. Praise His holy name. Genesis, cross, Revelation, Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Thank God that the iniquity was laid upon him, and that we had all turned our own way, and that we needed him to be the propitiation for our sin. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all, and he did what we could not do. Amen? I owed a debt that I could not pay, and he paid a debt that he did not owe. So we thank him that he is our shepherd, and we are his sheep, and we'll praise him forever. Genesis cross Revelation, Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto thee, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Praise God. We didn't know where to turn to before we came to the Lord. But when we saw him, we know who to call upon. Amen? We know who to call upon. When we're in trouble, we know that he'll answer us, and that we find that answer in what he did at Calvary. And we praise him, and we'll praise him forever. Genesis cross Revelation, Lamentations 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Praise God. Thank God that his faithfulness is always there for you and I. And thank God, if not for the cross, all of us would have been consumed. And we pray for all those outside of the cross, that they would come to Calvary and find salvation, and that they would find life. And people in different religions, that God would break through, and that he continues to break through. We need to pray that he'd have mercy upon them, and that he'd rain his righteousness upon them, as he's had mercy upon you and I. Genesis cross Revelation. Ezekiel 16:6, and when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Praise God. Thank God that we look to his blood, and we know that he is the one and the only one, that only that has pure blood, that is able to save you and I. And thank God that it flowed on Calvary. And it continues to flow to everyone that desires to receive, and whomsoever will come. Amen. And Genesis cross Revelation, Daniel 4:3. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Thank God. The cross lasts for all time and forever and ever and ever. How great are his signs, and this is the greatest. Hallelujah. How mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Genesis cross Revelation, Hosea 3:1-3. Then said the Lord unto me, go yet love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. So I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver, and for a homer of barley, and a half homer of barley. And I said unto her, thou shalt abide for me many days, thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be for thee. And as we shared last week, it paints a picture of the prophet here, Hosea, and Gomer. And she was a prostitute, and she had gotten to the point where she had left Hosea, and she had gotten to the point where she was just totally used up, and she was sold as a slave for 15 pieces of silver. And we know that Jesus was sold for 30 pieces. And that he, and all that she was, and all that you and I are, because we're no better than Gomer, we were no better. And God came, and he redeemed her with 30 pieces of silver. He was bought for that, but by his blood on the cross. and His love reaches out to everyone. No one is too bad that they cannot be saved. No one is too bad that they cannot be loved. And we find His mercy right here from Genesis cross Revelation, praise God, in the book of Hosea, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. That's beautiful. Genesis cross Revelation, Joel 3:21. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. Hallelujah. Thank God that He came and that His blood still flows, still reaches out to folks all over the globe. And we desire for all men to be saved. Genesis cross Revelation, Amos 5:8. Seek Him that maketh the seven stars of Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is His name. Hallelujah. Almighty God, the one who formed, all things were made by Jesus Christ, the one who formed the earth, came and died for you and I. Praise God. Genesis cross Revelation, Obadiah 17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Hallelujah. Thank God that He possesses you and I, and He possesses our heart, because we trusted by faith what He did at the cross, at the finished work of the cross. Hallelujah. Genesis, cross Revelation, Jonah 2:6. I went down to the bottoms of the mountain. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. And we see Jonah with a big fish, that God, I went down to the bottoms of the mountain. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption as a type of resurrection. I had no way out. I was barred about with my sins. But God came and He brought up my life from corruption, and He brought up your life. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Genesis cross Revelation, Micah 7:7. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. We look to Him on the cross, and He saved us. Hallelujah. And He empowered us. And He, when He died, He said, if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, it's expedient that I do, because I'll send to you another, the Comforter. And thank God the Comforter has come. Last night at 9:00, 35 years ago, as I was laying on my bed reading a Pat Boone's book, A New Song, I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I was just thinking of that last night about that same hour. And 35 years, and I'm just beginning. I'm in the infancy of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. I'm still learning every day, learning how to listen, and I'm really a baby in it, and I want to continue on and hear what He's telling me and listen. Praise God. And I know all of you feel the same. And so I'm grateful and thank Him for His leading and His patience and His love and His guiding, for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Trinity. Praise God. Thank God. Therefore, I'll look unto the Lord. I'll wait for the God of my salvation, and my God will hear me. Praise His name. Genesis, cross Revelation. Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. He knows that you trusted in what He did at Calvary. And hallelujah, He is going to be with you every day of your life and forever. Praise God. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of life. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, when he was about to be hung, when he was about to be murdered for the Lord, and, you know, he came there and the fellow came to take him, and he said, this is not the end for me. This is the beginning of life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Genesis cross Revelation. Habakkuk 2:4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. I'm not upright in myself when my soul is lifted up. But when he was lifted up, he righted me by faith in what he did. And the just shall live by his faith. And the life I live now, I live by the faith of the Lord. We praise his holy name. Genesis cross Revelation, Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy, and he will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God he's in the midst of us, and he is mighty. And thank God that he saved us at Calvary. And he rejoices over us with joy. And he will rest in his love. And he will joy over thee with singing. Genesis, cross, Revelation, Haggai 1:13. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God he promised after the cross that, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Genesis, cross, Revelation. Zechariah 9:16. And the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon his land. Hallelujah. Thank God that he'll save us. And the day that we look to him, we became his flock. Amen? And we became his sheep, and he became the great shepherd of souls unto us. For they shall be as stones of a crown. Hallelujah. Praise God. Crown him with... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Crown him with many crowns. Praise God. For he is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Praise God. The last book of the Old Testament is the book of Malachi in Genesis, cross Revelation. Malachi 4:2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as the calves of the stall. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as I just read this, the Lord just impressed upon me, these are the wings of healing right here. He arose with healing in his wings. And you and I, he imparted that healing to us. And it is ministered from the cross by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. And he ministers it to us. And it continues. And it's never going to stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go over to the New Testament now. Genesis cross Revelation. Matthew 26:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Praise God. Thank God that he was forsaken. So you and I don't have to be forsaken. Amen. Praise his holy name. Genesis cross Revelation, Mark 15:37. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. Hallelujah. Thank God he gave up the ghost. Because if he didn't give up the Holy Ghost would not have come. Hallelujah. And thank God that he is here. And ever since the day we came to know Jesus, he is the one that has ministered the word of God to us. He is the one that has anointed us. He is the one that has fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And we thank God that we continue in this wonderful fellowship. And that he continues to grow us up into him. It's not that it's a life that just you get at once, but it's a work in progress. As Pastor spoke a few weeks ago, it's an ongoing, a work of grace. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Luke 23:34, Genesis, cross Revelation. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Praise God that his love comes on to everyone. And from the very cross of his suffering, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. His words still echo across the chasm of eternity, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. To all those atheists out there, to all those that are going down the wrong road, his mercy and grace continue to reach out. And we pray for all those souls, for a great outpouring of God, for a great move of God in these last days, which I believe we're about to see. That we're on the cusp of a move of God for souls, millions of souls, to come into the kingdom and to find the way, the truth, and the life. Praise his holy name. Genesis, cross, Revelation, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. That is a message. For God so loved that he gave Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis, cross, Revelation, Acts 2:36. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Praise his holy name. Thank God that he is Lord for those who know him. And we want to make him Lord more and more every day as we surrender to what he has done. Genesis, cross, Revelation, Romans 6:3-4. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. But like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Hallelujah. There's a lot of folks out there that are living in Romans 7, that the things that I don't want to do, I do. But in Romans 6 is the pathway to Romans 8. It is through the cross and what he did there. It is not only for salvation, but for sanctification, for holiness, for daily living, that enables us to go from Romans 6 to not live in 7, but to live in 8. And if once in a blue moon you slip up, you've got 1 John 1:9. But there is a way for victorious living, and it's found there. Genesis, cross, Revelation, 1 Corinthians 2:2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus and him crucified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is the gospel. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:21, Genesis, cross, Revelation. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. Thank God that I give him all I am, all of my filthiness, and I come into the I am, and I receive all of his goodness. All of my confusion, all of my doubt, he takes that. He takes all of my failings. He takes every bad thought, every bad deed, and he washes me clean. He does the same for you. Hallelujah. Thank God, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Genesis, cross, Revelation, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Genesis, cross, Revelation, Ephesians 1:22-23. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Praise God. I go to the cross, and I put all things under his feet. And I make him head over my life. because you and I are a part of His body and the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Oh Lord, fill us! Hallelujah. You're our fullness. We'll find it no place else. We'll find only emptiness. But when we go to You, You're the fullness of our life. And we want no one else. Praise God. Genesis cross revelation, Philippians 3:9. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Hallelujah, which we find at Calvary. Colossians 1:14, Genesis cross revelation, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Genesis cross revelation, 1 Thessalonians 5:9 and 10, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Hallelujah. We're going to be living with Jesus forever. Hallelujah. If it's just this life, the Bible says we're of all men most miserable. But hallelujah, this is going to go on forever. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. And we get to be a part of it. And we get to be with Him forever. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Genesis across Revelation. 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now the Lord of peace Himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. And we come into that peace because He made peace for us at the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Timothy 2:5, Genesis cross revelation, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis cross revelation, 2 Timothy 2:11. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with Him, we shall also live with Him. Hallelujah. And when we accepted Christ and what He did in His finished work at Calvary, we died with Him. Hallelujah. So the old man, he's back there. And we have a new man, a new woman, in Christ Jesus, that we can live with Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Genesis cross revelations, Titus 2:14, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God that He gave Himself for us that He might redeem us. We're redeemed from all iniquity. And He will purify unto Himself a peculiar people. And I can attest to that by looking at some of you. Hallelujah. You might say the same about me. Philemon 6, Genesis cross revelation, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Anything that I have that is good in me, or anything that is good in you, came through Him, praise God, and what He did there. He made us a new creature at the cross, praise God. Genesis cross revelation, Hebrews 9:12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. Praise God. Thank God that You did that for us, Lord. Genesis cross revelation, James 1:17. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Hallelujah. The unspeakable gift came down from the Father and died for you and I. Hallelujah. Genesis cross revelation, 1 Peter 1:18-19. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers. Hallelujah. We've been redeemed with the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And that money could never buy. Hallelujah. We thank God that He died for us. Genesis cross revelation, 2 Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We obtained it by a great price. Amen. And we thank Him for that forever and forever. Genesis cross Revelation. 1 John 4:9. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. That's the only way to live. Hallelujah. Because if I suit myself, I'm not dressed in His righteousness. Amen. I've got to live through Him, and you do too. And we desire to. Genesis cross Revelation. 2 John 6. And this is love, that we walk after His commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're walking after Him because we love Him. And we loved Him because He first loved us. And He died for us on Calvary. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosperous and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. My soul prospers because of Him and what He did for me. That He died for me and I'm going to live forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jude 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God. We keep looking back to where I first came to light. At the cross. Amen. That's where I'm going to always look. In Revelation 19:3. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. But praise God. I know that may have not been the exact scripture that I wanted there. But I cannot blame anybody but myself because I wrote that up. But it was a scripture about the blood that I had wanted to share there. So forgive me for not finding that, but I'm going to find it. Let's go to Revelation 19:13. That's the one that I wanted. I didn't put a 1 in front of the 3. And He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and His name is called the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. And we can see in Genesis across Revelation the love that was painted in red for you and I. The love that continues to ring out to people across the whole world. And praise God. We need the blood. We need the blood. And just a few things I wrote down here that I want to share with you. Life is a crossword puzzle. Until you find the message of the cross, you won't find the peace you need. The cross is the only harbinger of eternal hope for all humanity. For whatever gets your goat, go to the sacrificial lamb. God only bears children through the cross. To be safe, yield in the crosswalk. Be a crossing guard. Lead souls to the message of the cross. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation is a cross reference Bible. Born by C-section at the cross. Hallelujah. A parishioner said, my pastor doesn't have a cross word for anyone. He ought to preach the cross. If you live by the law, you need to be cross-examined. Hallelujah. Praise God. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, so unworthy of the blood that set me free. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, and yet it flowed for me. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, so unworthy of the blood that set me free. Here am I, So I'm worthy of the blood, and yet it flowed for me. Father, we thank you, Lord, as we can see from Genesis cross Revelation, your love and mercy was there throughout the entire Word of God, and you are the Word of God. And Jesus, you're the Word, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing the Word to us and for bringing to remembrance everything that Jesus said, which is the entire Bible. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the embodiment of life, that you are the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We praise you today from Genesis cross Revelation that your mind to go to the cross was before the world was even created, and that your heart and your mind was upon your people. You knew exactly what we'd be doing today. You knew exactly what we would be going through, what each person is facing today. And Lord, we thank you that you have prepared the way for us through the cross, and that you have every answer is embodied in you, in life that we face. So we go to you, we bring all of our emptiness, we bring all of our sin, and we exchange it at the greatest rate of exchange at the foot of the cross. And we thank you that we receive your righteousness, we receive your mercy, we receive your love, we receive all pertaining to life and godliness through you. And we thank you, Lord, as the folks are coming, that you'll just minister to them as they come, and that you'll just begin, Holy Spirit, to begin to arrange hearts to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church today. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done in our lives, that you began a portrait of yourself, that you began to paint in each one of us when we came to the cross. And you're continuing to paint it. You're continuing to perfect that which concerneth us. And we give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.